The final question that I want to address as far as Sheikh Yanwar on fruits is concerned is about fruits which are imported and which once upon a time were regarded as seasonal. You only got them in this country at a certain time of year, and now they're available all year round. So is the new crop regarded as something which is new that one should say Sheikh Yanwar over? Or should one say that seeing as essentially you can go into the shops all year round and buy these fruits, then you would never say a bracha of Sheikh Yanwar? The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Kaf Hei Se'if Vav says that pri she'eino mitchadesh mishana l'shana, a fruit that isn't seasonal but grows the whole year round, even if you've gone a long time without eating it, you don't say a bracha of Sheikh Yanwar, because it's a bracha on the season rather on the fact that this is something new that you haven't done for a long time. Often people think erroneously that you know, they haven't had a star fruit for 6 months. Oh, they should say a bracha of Sheikh Yanwar. They go into an Asian greengrocer's and they get a fruit that they've never seen before, and they think they should say a Sheikh Yanwar over it. That's not the case. It's entirely dependent on the season. Is it in season now, or is it not in season? And then the Rama adds that Eim Varchin Al Yerek Chadash to Omed Kol Hashana B'Karka, that you don't say a bracha on new vegetables which are in the ground the whole year. So there's a little bit of discussion amongst the Achronim how to understand what the Rama is talking about. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham that we're talking about vegetables, primarily root vegetables like potatoes or carrots, those sorts of things, that you harvest them, and then you'll, in the old days, they used to put them in pits in the ground to keep them through the winter, in the dark and in the cool, so that they've got, or perhaps through the summer, whatever, so they've got these vegetables throughout the year. So the reason why you don't say bracha of Sheikh Yanwar, he says, is because you can't really, you're not sure which are the new ones and which are the old vegetables. So you might get confused, and even if you can tell, the difference isn't so significant, etc., etc. So therefore you don't say bracha of Sheikh Yanwar. So really the question here is, where's fruits which are imported and you can get the whole year round, what's the din? So Rav Moshe Sternbach has a tshuva in Tshuva Hanagot Chelek Aleph Siman Reish Aleph, where he says that if the imported fruits are easily available at more or less the normal price in regular shops throughout the year, then you wouldn't say a bracha of Sheikh Yanwar even when the new season comes. So let's say cherries. The cherry season, you know, I think in this country is May, June time. But I actually saw cherries in the shops today. They're obviously imported. They're expensive, but and they're not that many of them, but they're certainly there and available, and not ridiculously priced, or at least not more ridiculously priced than anything else these days. So then when comes the summer, it's not, you probably shouldn't say Sheikh Yanwar, because they're available the whole year round. But he says if they're only available in specialist stores, then you should say Sheikh Yanwar when the market becomes, as it were, flooded with them and it's the season, because now there's simcha for everybody that they can afford them. Now, once upon a time, certainly it used to be, you know, so strawberries this time of year, you could only get strawberries in Selfridges and Harrods and places like that, and they were really, really expensive. So no, you can get them the whole year round, but they're not easily accessible, and therefore Rav Moshe Sternbach would say that you would say bracha of Sheikh Yanwar of them in season. Might be a bit different now because they are more widely available. In any event, the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah brings in the notes in the name of Rav Elyashiv, that he disagrees with that, and he says even if they're available with difficulty and at a high price, so nevertheless, if they're available year round, then you don't say a bracha of Sheikh Yanwar when the season comes, which means that very, very few fruits nowadays would you say a bracha of Sheikh Yanwar over. Rav Moshe Feinstein has the tshuva in Igrot Moshe, Chelek Orach Chaim, Gimel, Simon Lamad Dalad, where he addresses this question. He says, if it's a fruit that can be naturally stored and preserved throughout the year, then it's regarded as a perpetually available fruit, even if it's not actually doesn't actually grow at this time of year. So its season isn't now, but seeing as it's available throughout the year in an easy way, so you wouldn't say Shekhyana, but if it's only available throughout the year because of technological advances, you have to refrigerate them or something like that, so then it's regarded as seasonal and you should say Brachav Shekhyana. But then at the end he says he is a bit concerned by Reb Yaakov Emden's considerations in Morg Tzia, that maybe it is dependent really on Simcha, which is absent if it's fruit which is available the whole year round and tastes pretty much the same the whole year round. And he says, perhaps one should, you know, limit the number of brachot that one says. Certainly with regard to the brachav shechianu, which we regard as rashut, anyhow optional. So he thinks that, you know, maybe in those cases, you know, even where it's stored, refrigerated, one shouldn't say a bracha of Shekhyanu. So essentially, a range of opinions here in the Achronim. Ad Kan.